Prior to the Giants and Marlins on Saturday, Barry Bonds threw out the first pitch. He was enshrined on the Giants' Wall of Fame before the game. In the first, there's a man on for Christian Yelich as he reaches the wall for Miami.
2-2 pitch. Swung on a drive into left field, hit well. Going back is Hernandez, still going. Reaches out, can't get to it. One hop up against the car. Coming around third is Gordon. He'll score. Coming around second is Yelich, and he'll stop there as Gorky's Hernandez retrieves the ball and hurries it back. That ball slicing away from Gorky's, and he just could not catch up to it. So Yelich with an excellent at-bat. He took a pitch, a high fastball at 96 miles an hour, a two-seamer with that kind of movement running away from him, and he clobbered it to the opposite field. And some still think that Yelich is going to end up being a power hitter. Swinging a ground ball to the right side and under the glove of Joe Panik. He ranged back into his left and couldn't get it. He really needed to keep that ball in the infield, and somehow it eluded him. Coming in to score is Yelich from second base. And I thought from up here that Joe Panik had gotten to that one.
Samardzija rocks and throws, and boy, it's a drive in the left center field. Hit very well. It is gone. He hits it into the deepest part of left center field, and it's 3-0. And that's home run number 20, and that is some power.
Runner at third, two down, 4-3 Miami. The slider in the dirt, it goes under Buster's glove to the backstop, and coming in to score is Riddle, and it is 5-3. Buster unable to block that ball. And that ball needed to be blocked big time. So Pence has only seen the soft stuff so far from Ramos. Hasn't seen that good fastball yet. 0-2 the count. Again the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball struck him out swinging. Well, after three straight pitches at 81, 82 miles an hour, he threw the 95 mile an hour, a high hard one, and blew it by him. And so that run on the wild pitch, the ball that just got under Buster Posey's glove in the first half of this inning, that is the run that proves to be the winning run.
Rookie Chris O'Grady wins in his Major League debut as the Marlins hang on to win 5-4. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, drives in a run and scores a run. Marcelo Ozuna knocked in two. JT Realmuto, a 2-for-4 night. The Giants had a late opportunity, but they fall by a run 5-4 to the Marlins in San Francisco Saturday. Here's the post-game reaction from manager Bruce Bochy.
Came back to haunt us. Both of them, you just talked about the previous rally, we didn't quite cash in as much as we would have liked. And, of course, they nicked us for that run on the wild pitch, two outs, and looks like George is getting out of it. And the ball just stayed down. And, you don't know what's going to happen going into ninth, but, we can look at it now. Sure, it hurt, and, good rally, though. I'll take that. The way we fought back there, and we had a good hitter up there. They get a big strikeout. But, early, we just didn't do much offensively. We weren't hitting many balls hard. That was a frustrating part of the game. We couldn't do much against their starter, and he stayed off the barrel of the bat and just couldn't score off him until late there.
Hey, could you talk about Samardzija today? He seems to start a little slow, then pick up and went long. Samardzija.
Yeah, and he wasn't quite as sharp. I think that's fair to say, but he's so competitive. Here he gives us 7 innings, 4 runs. He walked one, I think. Overall, it wasn't a bad outing, but not quite as sharp as he's been. But he's such a horse, and here he carried us again deep in the ball game. He gave us a chance to win, and like I said early, we just couldn't mount anything offensively. And it makes it tougher toward the end of the game. You're trying to score off some tough relievers there, and we just came up short.
What do you make of about the CJ SFA? CJ Peterson used to be SFA. What do you make of the Marlins' early success in the first inning, being that the second highest scoring team in the majors in the first inning?
Yeah, it's a critical part of the game. The first inning, starters trying to get settled, and you look at their lineup, and it's a good lineup. To navigate through that lineup's not easy, and they have speed at the top of the order. you got one of the best power hitters hitting second, and really the first four or five guys, and then you look at the back end of the order. Those guys are good hitters too. So, you know, I'm not surprised looking at their lineup how well they've done early in the ball game, because they can manufacture a run with how they're set up.
Bruce, last year at this time, Brandon Belt was heading for the All-Star game as the extra guy. This year, he's picked it up a little bit lately. What do you expect from him, or would like to see from him in the second half?
Just keep trying to be the best player you can be. Try to improve in all areas, defense. He's a good player. They're all good players. But in this game, I say so many times, you never arrive as a player. You continue to try to improve on any aspect of your game. Base running, all these things are so, you know, important to, you know, every player trying to get better. And so that's what we're looking for, really. Solid, gives you good defense. I've hit him second. I've hit him third, fourth, and fifth. Let's just all try to get better. There's plenty of room for improvement for all of us.
Being able to get to other teams' starters early, I mean, as you mentioned, you see a whole different bunch of relievers on the backside of a game. Can something like that really make a big difference in the second half as you guys try to turn this around?
Oh, I think so. I think that's been one of our issues. You can look at a lot of these games, and, you know, you're looking up in the fifth and sixth inning, we're sitting on two, three hits. And, you know, haven't scored or maybe one run, and that makes it tougher because you are going to see, you know, their best relievers. So, yeah, and it's been, you know, it's a fact. You if you can score early or get an early lead, your odds are better on winning that ball game. So, you know, how you do it, it's not easy, to say, hey, you know, we're going to do this or do that. There's no magic wand for this, except maybe, you know, let's focus a little bit better here early in the ball game. These are things that have been talked about. So, you know, and I'll give their guy credit. He had a nice little cutter, changeup, used both sides of the plate with it, and, you know, then he would elevate his fastball. So, you know, he threw an assortment of pitches. We hadn't seen them, but, you know, it's just, I think, too many times that we've been in a situation where we haven't scored early.
Have you had a chance to check on Slater and the MRI results?
No. You know what, Alex? He's on the DL, so I really was getting ready for the game. I'll sit down with Gresh and find out exactly how long they think and the extent of, you know, the injury.